Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio, raise your hand if you're sure.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 84 for this October the 4th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson, and joining me as the same with every week, unfortunately, it really, really just makes me real sad to say, Dan Knight. Hey Dan Knight.
Aww, I'm sad about it too.
You know, not nearly as sad as I am.
Well, you know, I wish you'd stop making me do this and just let me die.
Never. This is your life now.
Well, you know, if you just basically just stopped reanimating my corpse and just lay me to rest, I can, you know, not have to be tortured with this show.
I'm not done with you yet, so there you go. We're back again this week to do the same thing we do every week, which is what is it? What do we do?
I don't. I barely remember.
What is the purpose of my useless existence?
Ooh, that is a question for the ages, but I believe the show...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Why we do the show? What do we do?
We find news articles that slip through the cracks,
mm-hmm.
and we vacuum them back up, and then we open up the vacuum bag and pour it out on everybody's heads.
Yeah, into their
ears.
I think I get what you're saying. What you're saying is that we delve the depths of the human bowels and find the stinkiest little nuggets we can,
nope.
and we pick those out.
That's not what I'm saying.
Find those little delicious nuggets. We pop them right out. We put them into our mouths and then spit them into your ears, so you get those hemorrhoid-filled, delicious news nuggets.
Okay, that part's true.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is all true.
Thank you. So we're going to do that shortly, but before we do, it's my civic duty, really,
yeah.
to tell you what today's national day is.
I need to know.
It's two, and I felt they went so well together that I'm going to combine them into one new holiday.
Oh.
Today is National Tacos and Vodka Day.
Wait a minute.
For if you are both hungry and also have crippling alcoholism.
Well, the two are pretty synonymous. If you have crippling alcoholism...
Tacos are good for that, for sure.
They combat alcoholism, as we all know. That we've seen the PSAs in the 90s about taco awareness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with Pee-wee.
Yep.
And other 90s stars like Paula Poundstone and, Mr. T. Mm. And they talk about how tacos help fight alcoholism.
Yeah. But I mean, these two holidays are pretty straightforward, right? We have tacos and vodka.
Tacos.
You celebrate by consuming them. I'd like to see someone consume taco vodka. Taco-flavored vodka.
Yeah, you know, I think... who is it that makes all of the crazy...
Oh, Pinnacle?
Is it Pinnacle?
Yeah, Pinnacle Vodka.
Do they do... Okay, yeah. They do the Whipped. The Whipped is their most famous.
But yeah, they have a bunch of them as well. Salted caramel and I think some other fruity flavors. But they're...
Bacardi does all the crazy rum flavors.
Yep. And actually, Svenka has a few flavors as well for vodka as well. But yeah, it's mostly Pinnacle.
Or Stoli.
Stoli, yeah. One of my favorite flavors is Crippling Sadness.
Oh, that's good. It tastes like
it's
mixed berries.
It's a little salty, actually. Oh. Like tears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's hope
what they
tears.
Do is they have very sad people cry into the vats, so they're natural.
They cry into the potatoes when they ferment them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it's done, I'm sure.
Mm.
But I'd like to see some taco-flavored vodka.
Taco-flavored quises.
Mm-hmm.
Quises.
or perhaps tacos that, instead of maybe a meat filling... Maybe it's got a vodka filling.
A vodka sauce.
Maybe just a vodka filling. I don't know the logistics behind it, but So I get on it.
That's probably because there isn't, and this is ridiculous.
You know, the rice can soak it up.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
Is there rice on tacos?
There could be, I guess.
I mean, that's more of a burrito thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, what's the difference, really?
I mean, I don't really know Mexican food because I don't like it.
You're wrong, though, because it's one of the greatest foods ever. moving on from there, I guess celebrate today by doing both of those things. You have to do them both. I'm sorry.
I'm not. I refuse. I'm probably not going to do either.
Actually.
To be honest with you.
Well, I've got tacos and vodka in the fridge, so I'm going to force
you. You're going to do it.
No, I'm going to force you to. I'm going to put a funnel down your throat, and I'm going to cram them down.
That, you know, if I had a nickel for how many times I've heard that in my life, I'd at least have one nickel.
Yeah,
just now.
I'm not going to have you celebrating this moment, this huge occasion. So.
Well, you know, agree to disagree.
Okay, let's move on and let's get into the news for the week. I think we've got some particularly stinky news clams.
Yeah.
So, Dan, start us off.
An inventor, Matt O'Connor, has created a new invention that he hopes will open some eyes. He's created a new kind of sausage.
Mmm.
Ooh. One that combines pork as well as red Chinese and Siberian ginseng, larginine, and horny goat weed.
God, you gotta watch out for some people smoke that stuff and it is just nasty.
It is just nasty pants. Well, you put all those things together and it gives you a little bit of an aid.
Horny goat sausage.
kind of. It aids in certain dysfunctions in the erectile department.
Oh, does it deflate?
Yes, it deflates the penis so that it can fit into smaller jeans.
What? Oh, for like, I got you. Okay,
yeah,
got you.
You know, these jeans are too big.
That's a good joke.
Too small?
Too small.
Too small.
Yeah, I got you.
No, it's for when you can't make your penis.
Your
prenis stand up straight.
Oh, okay. So you eat
the posture.
You eat a horny goat sausage?
You eat the horny goat sausage to get better penis posture.
Oh, okay.
I'm
with you.
Who knew that sausages could lead to a plumper and heartier time in the bedroom?
I didn't.
Well, that wasn't Matt's only reason for his creation. He states that this product is supposed to raise awareness, amongst other things. Matt is from the group Fathers for Justice. And the brand name SOS, or Save Our Sausages.
What?
Is used to make people aware of health issues facing men today.
Mm.
Like suicide, low testosterone.
And sometimes their prenis doesn't stand up right.
Sometimes an unhappy prenis, which leads to depression.
And suicide.
Of the prenis. As a father of three boys, I am deeply concerned about the public health emergency facing men, he said. I hope our sausages will give people food for thought and help men break the wall of silence around these issues.
Sounds very serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's like... At face value, it's a very silly kind of thing.
Yeah, I get it, but it seems like such a stereotypically guy thing to do.
Boner sausages?
Yeah. Guys, sometimes our prenises don't work. You know how we could get the awareness out there? Boner sausages.
That's right.
It's like a frat house of bros thought of the first two words that could come up that they could come up with, and we're like, "Yep, that's it. Boner sausages.
Get that grill going. We're gonna fire up the BS. The boner sausages. Yeah. So that's a thing. If you want to, you can buy. I mean, I think these are on sale in the GB in the Great Britain. So,
the Goob.
I don't know if Americans are going to be able to get these sausages, get their hands on these British sausages, but I think...
Hey, you can't get your hand on these British sausages.
For a price. I don't...
Okay.
Is that where you were going?
I said you can't.
You can't for a price. If it's free, though, I'll give it away for free.
Give it away now. Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
So boner sausages, go out, pick yourself up some, get an erection, and then go.
You know, it's
do
funny.
With it.
I was at the grocery store today, and I was just thinking we
and
were.
I had an erection.
Yeah, I had an erection, and I was thinking, boy, I sure could go for a longer erection. So I needed some boner sausages, and we had just run out.
Oh,
unfortunately, they had actually just run out of sausages there too. It was real sad.
Yeah,
I tried to get a pack of 12. boner sausages.
Don't you hate when you bring the sausages home? You're like, these aren't the boner sausages, and then you have to stick Viagra into the sausage links.
It's real uncomfortable, and honestly, it's just embarrassing. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
You got to break through the casing and then like stick it in and then reseal it.
Your guests are there. You're in the living room stuffing pills. Viagra in sausage.
They're like, what are you doing? And you're stuffing pills and meat, and you're like, don't worry about it. Everyone's going to really enjoy themselves later. It's going to be great.
Don't worry. Boner sausages for dinner later. I got to stuff these. okay. Let's move on. A man in Seattle. Have you heard of there?
I've heard of a man, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a good joke. Have you heard of Seattle?
Yes.
Yes.
That's where Kurt Cobain lives.
Yeah, he still resides there, yes. Should I tell him?
Tell me what?
A man in Seattle, Washington was arrested after attempting to claim a misplaced briefcase filled with cocaine. Hmm. According to the Seattle Police Department, a man brought the briefcase to Officer Doug Jorgensen. Officer Jorgensen?
Okay.
Saying another man left the briefcase behind after walking his dog. Jorgensen opened the briefcase in hopes of identifying the owner and found 4 large bags and 27 smaller ones filled with cocaine. In addition, the briefcase contained a scale, 50 diazepam pills, and a small amount of marijuana, as well as a 19-year-old man's ID card and cell phone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grow-your-own dealer kit.
Yeah, it's a starter kit.
Starter kit, yeah.
The 19-year-old later approached officers outside of a Seattle Seahawks game, inquiring about the missing briefcase. Quote, it contained some important paperwork, and he really needed it back, he said, according to officers. That's what he needed. He needed his work papers.
Yeah.
Police said the man was later arrested for possession of narcotics with intent to distribute. I feel like, all right, I know this is going to be silly. It's silly because it requires at least 5 to 10 seconds of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, I know it's worth a lot of money, maybe if you lose your briefcase full of cocaine and other drugs and an ID and, you know, stuff linking to you, maybe you just don't call the cops and say, hey, can you find my briefcase full of drugs? It'd be really helpful if you could find that.
It'd be really helpful if you arrested me right now.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I'd like to be arrested right now, if you could. That briefcase you have there, it's mine, you see. And I'd like to go to jail. Thank you.
Please and thank you. Here are my wrists. Lock me up. What can you say?
I know Seattle is... Actually, I shouldn't slam Seattle. Seattle is a bright, beautiful town full of...
Space needles.
Space needles. Lots of hipsters. Lots of hipsters.
I've heard,
definitely an abundance of rain and hipsters.
High suicide rate.
More hipsters than rain, actually.
More suicide than hipsters.
That's true. Yeah. It's really, really sad.
The ratio of hipsters to rain to suicide.
It's mostly because the hipsters, when it rains, they can't get good enough pictures of the rain, and it drives them into deep depressions. The angles aren't quite artistic enough. So
I was just thinking it rains hipsters over there, and they just fall from the skies and die.
It's raining hipsters. Hallelujah. Like that?
Sure. You know, that's that's a song that you just made.
Yep. But
let us never speak of it again.
I don't know where I was going with that. Basically,
something about Seattle.
I don't want to say it's like Florida because it's not. It's certainly certainly many crusts and layers above. We got lots above it. But I do hear quite a bit of goofy stuff coming out of Seattle.
Yeah,
I do. I think it's got to be. I don't know what is it got to be. Is it the rain? Is it rain driving people insane in the membrane?
Insane in the brain. What other Seattle stories are you referencing?
We have had others. We've had others.
You don't know what
I
what
can't
they
call
are,
to mind.
But you remember.
I remember that Seattle has been a place that we've had before a number of times, and I've heard some weird stuff coming out of Seattle.
Okay.
You just have to take my word for it.
I guess
you don't have a choice.
To,
actually, yeah, you don't have to, but
yeah,
you should.
I should.
It makes better radio. Yeah.
I believe you 1,000,000%.
Wow. We're on the same wavelength.
You're a dirty liar. And a thief.
Hey. Okay. So, I don't know what I got to say about that. That's about it. Moving on.
American goofball Martin Shkreli.
Oh,
isn't the most popular man right
AIDS
now.
He's that AIDS guy, right?
He's that AIDS guy.
That guy's a real dick.
After his pharmaceutical company upcharged HIV meds by an astronomical amount, he was vilified. Then when he bought the only copy of Wu-Tang Clan's newest album, with no real plans to listen to it, and bought it to, quote, keep it from the people, he was despised. Then he did that Twitch thing where he live-streamed himself playing League of Legends before getting destroyed by the 4chan community and getting banned.
Nice.
I don't know if you were... No, that was a very brief foray. That. Yeah. He has a solid history of being the bad boy in the limelight.
But I think bad boy has positive connotations.
Okay, not so much the bad boy like all the girls want to go out with them in high school.
Yeah, no, like more like a seeping, festering, garbage-infused semen stain.
I was going to say like a goblin in a human suit.
Yeah, maybe like if a human sphincter was able to manifest itself into a full-sized other person.
Mm.
And then...
But being run by the sphincter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that I would agree with that. We live in an age of dastardly corporations and corruption everywhere we look.
Do we, Dan? That sounds real conspiratorial.
Theorists? Yeah, well, that's what, you know.
Is that what you're providing? Is that what you're bringing to the table?
I conspiracies? Am. I'm gonna let you guys in on a secret. I'm a conspiracy nut, and I believe that 9/11 was staged.
And it was ever since the moon landing was faked. Yeah.
Ever since I got abducted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of that, and everything that is fake is really fake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
jet fuel can't melt steel beams, damn.
Regardless, we can all agree that Shkreli, or Pharma Bro, is a do no gooder.
Pharma Bro.
So it's been a surprise when recently he
died.
He took all that public anger towards him, and he put it to good use. Actually,
did he?
Shkreli
still hate him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's ever really going to change. We're all going to hate him.
Yeah,
it just feels good to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But Shkreli's former PR consultant, 29-year-old Mike Kulich, passed away in his sleep Saturday, leaving behind a young son who had just survived leukemia. Martin took action and used the public's anger at him to do some good. He has begun an auction to punch or slap him in the face. And he says he's going to use the money towards his buddy Mike Kulich. It feels bad. But here's the thing. So I did a little research about Mike Kulich, the guy who died. And he's not necessarily... the greatest guy either.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you consider, he's the PR consultant of Shkreli. So, like, all the crazy crap
well,
that
anymore,
Shkreli's
isn't.
Been doing... Well, yeah, that's true. He was. All the stuff that Shkreli did in the past was all relatively orchestrated by this guy.
Yeah.
So, all the crap, the bad boy stuff, you know, the sphincter stuff. So, and also Kulich... had some sort of deal with Pornhub, and basically anybody who was in the limelight, like had 15 minutes of fame in the past year or two, this guy was the one sending them offers
nudes.
To be in a porno for Pornhub.
Ah, I see.
Like the what was his name? The GOP nominee woman, the woman who looked like the GOP nominee. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
The woman that looked like a guy.
Yeah, the woman who looked like the presidential nominee for the Republicans.
Trump?
No, not Trump.
What are you
the
talking
other guy.
About?
There's
only one.
Ted Cruz. Thank you, disembodied voice in the background.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. Thomas is not helpful.
I'm sorry, okay? And now I do know what you're talking about.
Yes because we did an article in the past about it.
Yep.
So this guy was the one who was trying to facilitate all those things where he was getting, like, viral celebrities to do pornos. So there's that. But anyway, Shkreli tweeted recently, quote, "So far, the two highest bidders to punch or slap me in the face are for $78,000 and $25,500.
Why couldn't he just donate?
That's what a lot of people are speculating.
Here's the thing. He said, this isn't about charity.
Well,
this is about him trying to turn this like bad scenario into a comedic thing, so it sort of, you know, covers it up.
Glazes over all the crap he did before, even though it's not going to. But he says when people said that to him, they were like, "Well, why don't you just donate the money?" And he said, "Well, that's really not the way." Like, he's like, "Mike would have wanted me to do this because he's always one for doing crazy publicity stunts." This is something he's like, "I'm sure he's laughing. He'd be laughing wherever he is."
I don't like this guy.
Yeah, he's, well,
he's kind of a chode, right? If we're being honest, he's just chode.
He is.
Yeah, he's a short, meaty penis.
But at least he's letting somebody punch him in the face. And he also said he would let them have a proxy so they could hire, like, they could have Mike Tyson punch him in the face.
See, that'd be pretty sweet.
And they could film it.
Yeah.
So, at least, at the very least, you're going to probably get footage of somebody hitting him.
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, at least there's that. I guess there's that. I still hate him. He's still a chode.
That's never going to change.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I guess if that's your thing, then...
Go punch a Shkreli.
So this one's maybe not in the same vein as usual weird stories. I just thought it was a weird enough gadget. I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
A gadget. We're going back to like tech talk times.
I know. That was a long time ago.
I don't know if anybody's going to remember
tech
that.
Tech talk. Man. Yeah, that was Gen 1 Banner Box.
I don't know. A lot of people don't know, but back when we first conceived this show, we had many segments.
Yeah, there exists a version of this show, 26 episodes worth of the pre-version of this show before we redid everything. And yeah.
And I think we pulled it. I don't think it exists anymore online, though.
No, I've been meaning to put an archive on the website just for fun, just for giggles. Just
for people to see, like, oh, that's what garbage sounds like.
It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't great. Anyway,
wasn't great.
We had a tech segment about the weirdest gadgets we could find. Anyway, this is sort of in that vein. A sex toy.
Oh, okay.
I should mention that if you are you have delicate sensibilities.
Yeah.
Sensibilities, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe there's children in the room.
Shove it in your ear.
Yeah, don't shove this in your ear. Mm. Well, unless that's what you're into. A sex toy which makes erotic audiobooks like 50 Shades of Grey come alive has been creating a buzz. Vibe-Ease is a wearable vibrator controlled remotely via an app on your smartphone or iPhone. An iPhone is a smartphone. I'm just using their official wording here on this.
Mm.
But an iPhone is a smartphone. Why on your smartphone or iPhone?
Are they implying that iPhones are dumb phones?
Or maybe they're implying they're better. Yeah, they're not just smartphones. They're the next generation.
They're Pepsi generation.
Oh, so then they're definitely worse. and the toy can be... iPhone folks out there. Enjoy your devices. I actually don't care whatsoever. And the toy can be hooked up with an audiobook, vibrating in sync to bring extra pleasure to listeners. The wearable toy, which can be worn all day long, if that's your thing.
All day?
Yeah, well, you know, you're typing away your TPS reports, you got some stuff to file at work, and you're just vibrating away. You're like, woohoo! Vibrating,
people are.
The wearable toy, which can be worn all day long, vibrates at different intensities depending on what's happening in the story.
Okay.
Quote, imagine listening to 50 Shades of Grey when the voice says, "I'm touching you softly." It vibrates softly.
Oh.
Violet, from the brand, said. Just the manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
As well as heightening the enjoyment of women's alone time, Vibe-Ease helps bring long-distance couples together intimately. Because it's controlled through a phone, the vibrator can be controlled by a partner so they can control the vibrations.
Feel the vibrations.
Ooh, the app even offers the option of video calls so partners can watch each other. I just thought it was weird. There are other devices out there that sync up with audiobooks in various ways. There's ones that allow you to, it detects chapters in books that don't already have chapters by long pauses followed by some sort of title sequence. It's things that do that so you can skip between chapters. There's a lot of neat softwares that exist for audiobooks.
Yeah.
This is certainly a very niche, weird gadget.
Mm.
It syncs up with what's happening in the story. I'm going to guess that it's going to be supported audiobooks only. that have some sort of trigger in them to make it happen. Pretty sure it's not so sophisticated that it can judge the mood of the words used. So it's going to be limited use. But I just thought it was really weird. Like,
I think it could really bring more excitement into everyday dull books. Like, you know, like you start reading...
Like Moby Dick.
Yeah. Or War and Peace.
Just pop... Yes. Oh, God. Thinking of the weirdest books you can put it on. Sun Tzu's Art of War. The just pellet. Pop it up there.
Leave it in for the next 8 days. It's going to take you that long to read it.
That'd be real weird. Just sort of a shock if you had mismatched audio, but someone put the track in there. So if it's still built up with like important, and I guarantee if this thing makes it into mainstream market, there will be someone whose entire dedication is to take overtly religious or Christian literature and sync this to it. That's going to happen as like a joke. Yeah, like goofy stuff like that.
Wow.
I guarantee something like that's going to happen.
I can't. Yeah, that'll probably happen.
That'd be really funny though. and the Lord arose after 3 days. He sure did.
I'm vibing to that Bible.
That's blasphemous and I should stop. Moving on. Dan, you've got one more for us this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm giving them French fried potatoes.
Well, the time has come. That annual moment where we stop and examine our nominees for one of the most prestigious awards out there.
Awards?
The Hambone Awards.
Oh, the is it that time already?
Yeah!
Oh, man, I forgot to mark my calendar this year. Ow. Jeepers!
Well, luckily I'm here.
Now, I, of course, know what the Hambone Awards are, but...
Good. Why don't you and I know.
Yeah, you and I know.
But for the audience...
Yeah, of course.
I'll elaborate.
Yeah, please do.
If you are unfamiliar, which would be pretty much everyone, the Hambone Awards are given to pets...
Pets.
Whom have caused... The most bizarre insurance claim.
Ah, see, I told you I knew.
You knew it.
I'm an expert.
So, it's a thing that nationwide, the insurance company has founded. There are some hilarious nominees. You go to the hamboneaward.com website.
Let me ask you something. How is this Hambone?
Hambone?
Yeah, you know, like Hambone. Like,
well, it's not that. It's like a literal Hambone.
Oh.
And the award looks like... like a cartoony, like ham on a bone.
On a bony salad.
Yes, right.
A bone-in salad.
So some of the nominees are Lily, a border collie that went toe-to-toe with a vacuum cleaner and lost a few teeth in the process. That's kind of sad. Or there's Ludmila, the Tibetan terrier who got her head stuck in a coffee table. Ludmila.
Yes, watch out, Ludmila.
Don't get your head in the coffee table. I don't know what happened at the end there.
No, that was good. That was good. That was solid, at least.
My favorite, the Great Dane Miles, who swallowed a little girl's pants. Or jeans, actually. They were jeans.
Wow.
That was a hard obstruction. Had to undergo an operation to pull the tyke's jeans out of him. So there's that. There's so many nominees. I think there's like 15 to 20 dogs and cats.
I like it. I like it. It's a unique award that I, of course, knew about.
You knew about it.
Yeah, of course.
The contest does hold some merit aside from bringing animals' mistakes to light. The awarded pet will receive $10,000.
Whoa!
In nationwide funding award.
Can I be a pet?
You can. through the Veterinary Care Foundation. So, go to hamboneaward.com and you can, vote if you want.
Go to http://hamboneaward.com/hambone. Hambone. One-handed Hambone.
One-handed.
Woo, that's good. Some good Hambone.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Okay, well, if you have a dog that has, whatever, just do that.
No, there's no more nominees.
Yeah, just do that. Submit it for next year.
Yeah, you can do that.
Get in early, because the earlier you get in, the higher chance of winning. No, is not confirmed.
No, that is not true. But you can spend, now that the awards are now, you can spend some time thinking about how to cleverly put your pet
in a
dangerous situation. Potentially, okay.
Bannerbox Radio does not endorse animal violence.
No, we do definitely do not.
Unless it's funny. No, never. All right, so let's wrap it out this week. Wrap it up with something that has happened. No, something that's happened before.
Doing a lot of the Balkans accents.
Yes, when Jamie Barnes. No. Let's wrap it up. When Jamie Barnes returned to her house in South Memphis, Tennessee, on Sunday after being gone for a few days, she was shocked by what she found.
What did she find?
Guess.
The B-52s.
That was right. They were having a party. Ooh-ah. Everyone had matching towels.
Ooh-ah.
Not only was her place ransacked, she says.
Oh, my God. It was sand-racked.
It was sand-racked. No, she says, but she saw a man and woman having sex on her couch. What a lewd episode this is.
Yeah.
They were,
lascivious.
Caught her, banging on the bathroom floor. No, banging on the couch. It wasn't me.
Trash can.
Bang. Oh, storming on the street light. So here's a quote from her. I kept all of her quotes because she is amazing.
Oh, really?
I love her. No, the lady who had sex, the lady who caught them.
Yeah.
She's great.
That's what I'm assuming.
She's fantastic. Here's her quote. It's horrible in there. It's absolutely horrible in there. It's like they just had a big old nasty party. Barnes said, walk in and they're having sex on my couch. I picked up my broom. I wanted to hit that man so bad. Barnes said when she chased the man out of her house, he kept saying, I don't know nothing, over and over.
The guy was saying,
yeah, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. The woman later identified as 44-year-old Tonka Barnes of the plastic cars we used to play with.
Of the truck variety.
grabbed one of the victim's dresses to cover up. Quote, she tried to grab one of my dresses and put it on, and I snatched it from her. What are you trying to do? Jamie Barnes said. The police department reports that jewelry, appliances, shoes, and clothing were stolen from the house while Barnes had been away from the house since Friday. A witness told investigators that the male suspect, who is still at large, tried to sell a silver ring that belonged to the victim. Jamie Barnes is now looking for a new home. Yeah, I mean, how many times can you be like, hey, someone's broken into my home and had sex on my couch? I don't really want to live here anymore.
She's like, looking for a new home just because they had sex on her couch? I mean, you can get rid of the couch.
Yeah, but they also robbed her.
I mean, I think that's small potatoes.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you. If someone broke into your house and then had sex on your couch, you might not be comfortable being there anymore.
Okay.
Or maybe.
Question.
Yes. Or maybe you really like that, you're super into that, and you keep the couch as a memento.
Yeah, what if I have a voyeur kind of, you know, I like
that. You catch them, and then you remove your clothes.
And then I hang out on my recliner
and watch
and eat popcorn.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, that's good. I would actually put my leg there, though.
You go over
just
and
give them chips. Yeah. Actually, you know what might be better is if you use this pillow here for leverage. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's honestly, I understand that. It's good to watch your posture.
Also, stop having sex in my house.
Please, and get out.
We just moved this pillow here, and please get the hell out of my house.
Well, that is absolutely something, and this lady is my favorite. I just love the way she reacted to all this.
It's so incredible.
It's like a big old nasty party. She's great. You keep being you.
Hope you find a new place.
Don't let no Tonka trucks have sex on your couch.
And steal your clothes.
So that is going to wrap it up this week, folks. That's been another episode in the proverbial clam bag. Stinky news clam bag.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, sure. It's something like that. We're going to be back again next week. Same bat time, same bat place. And until then, let me tell you where you can find us. As well as other podcasts on the network.
Oh, good gravy.
You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. Just send us an email. Say, hey, submit articles. Hey. Do whatever you want. Hey, how's it going?
We got other shows.
We do. We do have other shows.
Yeah,
before we really close it out, you want to say something?
Yeah.
I think you do.
Vic Valentine's coming back.
In a big way.
I'd say in another...
Well, don't make promises. Within the month.
Within the month of October, she will return.
Yes, there will be episode three of Vic Valentine, Paranormal Investigator. There is a new episode of Adjacent Hex, if board games are your things. I'm going to be uploading that shortly, so get excited for that. Three shows on the network. There are potentials for more, but I can't say too much right now. All right, folks. And that's all for this week.
And remember, Capgras syndrome, also known as Capgras delusion, is the irrational belief that a familiar person or place has been replaced with an exact duplicate.
Thanks for joining us. Pee pee poo 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 cuck.
You are an adult. Start acting like one. That's better.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.